640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A deadly shooting at a biker bar in Orange County, California. Here's KCAL TV's Michelle Gili.
Four people are dead on the property at Cook's Corner. My source does say that six other victims who were there both inside and outside were taken to the hospital. My source also says that the shooter who is dead is a former law enforcement officer. Several sources have said that he did work for Ventura Police.
Later today, former President Trump's expected to surrender to law enforcement in Fulton County, Georgia, for allegedly attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election in that state. Former President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, turned himself in yesterday. CBS's Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
While this week has mostly been quiet as defendants have been surrendering at the Fulton County Jail, in many cases out of the view of cameras, we do expect more activity around the former president's surrender. In fact, some of his supporters have called for protest.
Trump opted to skip the first primary debate of the 2024 campaign. He did a pre-recorded interview with Tucker Carlson instead, which aired on X. Some of his GOP rivals did face off in Milwaukee in front of a rowdy crowd of about 4,000.
In the debate on the Fox News channel, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes aim at the Biden administration.
Our country is in decline. This decline is not inevitable. It's a choice. We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley slams some of her competitors when it comes to federal spending and the country's deficit.
You have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt, and Donald Trump added $8 trillion to our debt.
Former Vice President Mike Pence stressed that he's the best prepared, most trusted, and most proven conservative in the race. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Heat warnings are out for nearly 130 million people across 30 states. Tommy Perkins manages a tire shop in Illinois.
The biggest thing that we do when it's warm like this is, one, I try to keep them inside as much as possible. You don't think of the difference just inside to outside, but it can be a 20, 25 degree difference just from being in the shade, from being out at, like, on the blacktop or on the concrete.
Two people are still missing after being washed away in Las Vegas Valley canals last night. Search and rescue teams are working to find them. Thunderstorms moved into the Vegas area, bringing heavy wind gusts and lightning. A flood advisory was issued for areas near the Las Vegas Strip. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live on location here from Whitetail in beautiful Milwaukee, across from Fiserv Forum and the Deer District. We are here for the Republican Convention. Well, it will be in a year or so, but first, Republican presidential debate. It is tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, and we will have special coverage starting at 6 p.m. My co-host, Kristen Bry, the host of As Goes Wisconsin, will join us as a bit, as will Trivi Olson. We'll break it all down, what's happening in Milwaukee tonight. But first of all, let's go to beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin. My friend, my colleague, the host of Up North News each and every morning from 6 until 8, it is Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Mr. Kreitlow, how the heck are you?
Freedom! Sorry, there's a little delay here. Okay, I'm great. I am so good right now.
And you fantastic.
Can tell, you can tell through the camera connection why that is. With the I got my sunglasses, swim trunks on.
Yes.
I got my water babies right here in this hand and the pontoon key in this hand. And you, my friend, are the only thing keeping me from Lake Wissota for the afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry to keep you from the lake,
no,
but
no,
thank
no.
you. So,
I
it's
would
only fair play. I joined you earlier this morning, and I had the sunglasses on, and now you return the favor, and I'm just happy to have you here. We appreciate it.
Again, my pleasure, and again, it's not you. It's that I'm going to be taking the afternoon off because, we got to work a double shift today with that debate that you're at down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thank also Mr. Luke Mathers. It's a twofer. It was Tuesday Tensions with Luke yesterday, and he is back today on the board as Mr. Aaron Zommers is taking a little bit of a siesta, as he will be our producer and engineer later on tonight for our special presidential debate coverage. Mr. Mathers, thank you so very much. We appreciate you being here.
Glad to be with you, Toddy.
Always great to have you, Mr. Lukester. So, Pat, let's break it down here. What do you think that people in the real part of Wisconsin, I mean, it's all real, right?
Everybody thinks they're in the real part. Yes, I know.
Right.
I know.
Unlike pundits like us who just kind of eat and sleep and breathe this stuff, what do you think people in Wisconsin are looking to actually get out of this thing tonight?
Well, remember, it's only a certain subset of people that we really are most interested in. We are, as you have said, the fulcrum of the presidential election. We're going to be the tipping point again because we are that closely divided and because we have that many truly independent voters. There are people who right now honestly don't know if they're going to vote for Joe Biden or if they're going to vote for a Republican nominee of some sort. And so those are the people who, assuming they watch or listen to this, are going to be kicking the tires on these other candidates and getting a feel for them. So do any of them have some kind of an appeal to the independent Wisconsin voter. And that's actually, I hope that some of those folks will call in and tell us, what is it that they want to hear? Now, if they say, well, I just want somebody that's going to be their own man and all that, it's like, oh, you're just looking for another Trump. But, you know, right. are you looking for policy? You know, that's I'm interested in that. And I'm interested in whether the moderators can get some of these candidates off their usual talking points and get them to speak candidly.
You've run successfully for state senate. You've been up at a debate stage, not the presidential level, but it's not dissimilar when you're a candidate preparing for a debate. What do you, as a candidate, Pat, when you're getting ready for a debate, what goes through your mind?
The need to, however much you'd like to do otherwise, try to stick to your talking points, because while Donald Trump was able to pull off, you know, how to just ramble wild and somehow win despite not winning the popular vote, the rest of us need a bit more message discipline, shall we say. And there were times debating Sean Duffy in 2012 where I wanted to just stop right there and say that might be the goofiest thing I've heard in my life, you know, or something like that. But you can't. And the people on stage, apart from Chris Christie, need that message discipline as well, because they're looking to impress people more than they are to turn them off with an ill-timed, you know, unrehearsed quip.
Yeah, no, I agree, and you're right. When you're up on that stage, you sometimes want to just say, what the heck are you talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll see. Maybe somebody like a long shot that wants to score a point, maybe Doug Bergstrom or Bergam makes some sort of a wacky comment. I don't even know
his name. Why is he on the stage? It's not to say that it all has to be canned. Again, we don't want it to be canned. We want that moment like, who was it that Elizabeth Warren turned to? Was Michael Bloomberg. And right. Just chewed him out for a particular position. And it wasn't for theatrics. It was because she was right. So if you get a moment like that, I think that will be, you know, what will really impress people in Wisconsin.
I also think we talked a little bit about on your show, Up North News, this morning about this. And right on cue, of course, we're having a little bit of internet difficulty on our end as well. But you and I talked about this as I was driving into Milwaukee today. My internet, my cell phone service was going out, in and out. Yesterday, I think maybe we lost. Are you still there, Pat? Can you hear me?
Nope, I'm right, here, and I hear you just
fine. We've lost the stream, but we can still hear each other. That happens when you get to a certain age. But anyway, we're here on the stream, and here's the deal. The Wisconsin Democrats, in particular the Biden administration, with Director Julie Lassa at USDA in Stevens Point yesterday, released a memo saying $28 million in infrastructure money being given to the Reedsburg utility for better internet. There is something tangible being done with our tax dollars to make internet better in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, what do Republicans have to show?
Well, that's exactly it. And that's what I talk about. What are you going to do for Wisconsin? Tell me something tangible, not just a feeling that you have that is rooted in, you know, ideology or something like that. If you give people in Wisconsin something tangible, they may reward you with their vote.
Yeah, no, I agree. What's coming up tomorrow on the big show?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you about that at 6 a.m. tomorrow as we cover the debate.
That's right. That's what's coming up, right? Pat Kreitler, you can hear him each and every day, 6 to 8. Thank you very much. Back after this.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Highs level off around 97 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 66. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to special coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate, live from Milwaukee and brought to you by your local Civic Media radio station.
Stay with us as every news talk show host across the Civic Media Network is broadcasting from the Deer District, right outside Fiserv Forum, where the debate takes place tonight.
Your special coverage continues now, live from Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to another special edition of the Todd Allball Show, live on location outside Fiserv Forum at Whitetail, Milwaukee. Beautiful place. We have Luke Mathers on the board back in Madison at the World Headquarters. We appreciate that, Luke. And joining us, as per usual, for the first time, I think, our normal Wednesday guest, Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor, or a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, a Wisconsin native, a Green Bay Packer owner, and a Bucks and Six believer.
A what?
A Bucks and Six believer, right? You believe in the Bucks?
I'm actually a closeted Timberwolves fan.
Oh, for gosh sake. Are you really?
I am, yeah. I am the one Timberwolves fan. Because they're terrible.
You grew up in River Falls.
I did. I'm a Twins and Timberwolves fan.
We'll forget.
But I am a Green Bay Packer owner, so there's
that. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being here, Trigvi.
It's a lonely place being a Timberwolves fan.
It really is.
There's
right?
Three of us, I think, in the whole world.
You're almost just all alone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great to have you on location. Thanks for making the trip out here to Wisconsin.
Pleasure.
Of course, your home state. And your boss, Rick Wilson, is going to join us tonight for our special from 6 until 8. Really looking forward to that. You've been here, it came in yesterday afternoon. You've been kind of talking to some of our former Republican colleagues. We've both since left the party. What's kind of, without naming names, obviously, but what's kind of the vibe, what's kind of the feeling that you get here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee before this Republican presidential debate?
You know, I kind of think it's twofold. There's the people you run into. I was talking to somebody else about this. There's the people you run into that are still involved in the process. They might be working for, you know, some of the more establishment, shall we say, candidates, you know, the Nikki Haley's, the Tim Scott's, people like that. You know, they're happy to see me, I guess, you know, because we went through a lot of battles together, but they're also kind of awkward because, you know, they're still in the middle of the other piece of this, which is basically the clown show that is also going on here. And there's a lot of clownery and not serious. And I think we've been seeing it, you know, some of it's driving by in the form of giant billboards right outside the Whitetail here. But, I just think, you know, Donald Trump not being here and deciding to go his own way with Tucker Carlson, Fox News really promoting this mostly about Fox News rather than the RNC, which if you go over to the building, you can see. It really says something about the state of the Republican Party, which is it's not good.
Do you think Rhonda McDaniel, the chair of the Republican Party, do you think it's grating on her a little bit that this has become these things are always a spectacle, but to your point, this has really become about Fox News and not so much the Republican field.
Well, I can tell you in 2008 cycle and in the 2012 cycle, I went to pretty much every one with the candidates I was working for.
Yeah.
So there's really two pieces to this, Todd. There's the part that everybody sees, which is the debate and kind of the, you know, the game, if you will, the actual debate, and people think there's conflict and whatever. But in truth, in the past, what you had happening is And maybe I was saying, I might have said this to you. You know, it's always kind of fun because what happens is there was one of these every week and everybody'd get on the planes in D.C. and you'd fly to wherever the debate was and you're kind of like you joined the circus, right? And so you'd go and you'd beat each other up and then everybody'd go drink and eat afterwards. It doesn't really have that same vibe now, in part because I think Trump's doing his thing and, they, you know, all these guys, they're doing their own things. And yeah, so, I don't know.
So give us, give for people that don't know, I mean, you grew up in River Falls. Right. You, like me, kind of came up through the Republican Party in the Tommy Thompson era. It was a different party then. You went on to work for guys like John McCain and Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. Tell folks that don't know the experience you have in working on and helping run a presidential campaign.
Yeah, so, you know, I really worked on John McCain's presidential campaign in 2008. In the early stages, and then I worked on Ron Paul's and ended up then pivoting into doing some stuff with Romney. And a lot of the Ron Paul stuff really had to do with I had been sent by McConnell World to work with Rand Paul, and Rand had asked me if I'd help his dad because his dad wanted to, you know, infuse some issues and have some more professionalization. And I thought, you know, Ron Paul deserves to have some of the things that he was talking about heard. And I'm actually fairly libertarian, actually, but in my own personal politics. So, you know, I was a senior advisor in both cases, and, you know, debates are something that's central to that process. So it'd be working.
We talked earlier on Kristen's show, and as it goes to Wisconsin, a little bit about this debate prep. And I know that Christie played the role of Hillary Clinton in helping Trump to prepare for her before. Have you ever played that role or been in the room when the candidate is doing this debate prep and going through kind of the mock debate?
Yeah, so, you know, debate prep typically happens more in general elections than it does with the primaries, in that, you know, where you're actually role-playing it out. I have in U.S. Senate races, for example, in Rand Paul's Senate race, the first one, you know, he was only going to do one debate. It was Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and we actually had somebody come in who was really good at playing Chris Wallace, and we built a model of the set because he had never,
wow.
So that he could practice, and we, you know, we did four or five of them. Usually with presidential debates like this, inter-primary debates, it's less debate prep as in, you know, okay, Todd, you play your, you know, Donald Trump, and I'll play, you know, Joe Biden. It's a much more strategic endeavor of trying to figure out, all right, if we, you know, because it's multidimensional chess, if we go after A, how does that impact us with B and C, right? Or I've also, you know, described it at times like whack-a-mole. Who's ever up, everybody tries to swing and whack them down. Problem that you have with this thing is Donald Trump is like, he's not just a regular mole in the game. He's like the entire board. So
how does that play into tonight? Because you've got, you know, DeSantis kind of allegedly the second place person, and then you've got Vivek Ramaswamy doing pretty darn well in some of the polls.
Second place.
Yeah, in second place. So how do you go after? How do you play whack-a-mole with a ghost? Do you go after the guy? Do you go after Trump to try to bring his numbers down? Or if you're in the room tonight, Trigby, and you're advising DeSantis, Haley, whoever it is, what are you telling them to do when it comes to Donald Trump? What's your advice?
Well, I mean, my advice to them probably isn't the advice that they would take, but my advice would be with Donald Trump, they need to start attacking Trump and contrasting and doing, you know, obviously I work with the Lincoln Project and we spend a lot of our time pointing out the cognitive dissonance between what the Republican Party and conservatism is supposed to be and what Donald Trump has turned the party into. You know, conservatism is about a strong America that's engaged in the world and standing up to, you know, autocratic bullies like Putin, you know, not doing what Trump is doing, you know, the things that made America great, NATO, Brent, you know, reserve currency status, all those things. But they should be going after him. They aren't going to be, and they aren't, Todd, for a really important reason. All these guys either want to be the vice presidential candidate for Trump, or they are looking at this and they're saying, well, if I do get to be the nominee, I can't afford to have the 25% of Trump supporters just take a walk on the party, which they're going to anyway.
So. And that's what we've talked about on the show, is that you know, the people like Nikki Haley, Asia Hutchinson, and Chris Christie, oh, we're over Trump, we're past Trump, we're not going to have any more Trumpism. Well, tonight's their chance, right? They're actually serious about it. Then let's hear a plan of what their Republican Party looks like. I'm not particularly optimistic about that, are you?
No. No. I mean, it's kind of an off-colored analogy, but it's the only analogy that I can think of. You know, there's the show Billions. Have you ever seen Billions?
I haven't. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It's one of the best shows, and there's a political consultant who says to the one guy, you can't take a porn star to bed and think you'll wake up with Snow White. That's what they all did, right? Like, they got in bed with Donald Trump and think they can wake up and be Snow White. And that, it just doesn't work that way. And even a Nikki Haley, right? Like, you and I would agree with her on a fair amount of policy kinds of things, but she really, you know, she demeaned herself by serving with Trump, and she still refuses to come out and say that if Donald Trump is the nominee publicly, that she won't support him. And until they're willing to say that, you know, they say it privately. They just don't want to say it publicly.
We'll talk more about this after the break, but let's give it a start. We are on the fringe of the first congressional district. We're a little further past that, but Paul Ryan was the longtime speaker, well, longtime state U.S. representative and then Speaker of the House, now since retired, one of the favorite sons. He has said, Paul Ryan, on the record now, that if Donald Trump is the nominee, he will not only not vote for Trump, but he will not be here across the street next summer at the Republican National Convention. Is there a place in Wisconsin's Republican Party for Paul Ryan?
I would say not, but at the same time, and I like Paul a lot, both as a person and I think politically, he, you know, was a really strong role model. He's on the board of Fox, and Fox was going and begging Donald Trump to be at the debate. So
yeah, you know, there's holiness and there's holiness, I guess. But
I
at least give him credit for saying
no.
He won't Paul deserves, vote for Trump.
Paul deserves a lot of credit, and I'm glad Paul's speaking out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be one of these guys where it's never enough, right? Yeah, yeah. Like, but I think if you look at what Trump has been saying about Paul Ryan as it relates to his job on the Fox board, you know, he has been hammering Donald Trump about that. But, you know, Donald Trump is kind of leaving the building on Fox, too. We've talked in the past about some research, consumer research on democracy that we did in this huge report we put out. One of the things in the report is there's really three media ecosystems in America today: traditional, Fox News, and alternative right. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing play out in real time is all these guys that are going to be on the debate stage are operating in the Fox News ecosystem. Donald Trump doesn't even have to play that game. He stopped doing his Tucker Carlson thing, and he's speaking to, you know, 16% of Americans, but it's 40% of Republican primary voters. Almost as big an audience as these guys are going to get.
And Luke, you could jump in here too, and we can pick it up after the break as well. But you brought this up yesterday on the show when you were in this Des Moines Register poll. What was Trump at in that one? Do you have that number by chance?
42%.
42%.
And what was DeSantis and Ramaswamy?
I believe they were both hovering in the mid-teens, so I don't recall those two numbers off the top of my head.
So you got Donald Trump, you got the man who wants to slit throats first day, and you got the guy who was on denying that he was a 9/11 truther, and combined they get 70% of the Republican Party's support.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a good question. That's what that is.
What, honestly, like anybody who's listening, who is old enough to have voted for Paul Ryan or Tommy Thompson or George W. Bush or John McCain or Mitt Romney or any of these people, like, what has your party become?
Yeah.
What is that? Denying a 9/11 truther is at 20%, 17% in Iowa. Donald Trump, who led an insurrection against the American elections and convinced probably decent people who were well-intentioned to prostitute themselves as fake electors in the state of Wisconsin when they knew it was wrong.
Back after this, more intrigue. You also know, stay on that soapbox, buddy. Back from live from Fiserv Forum and Whitetail here in Milwaukee. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Four were killed in a mass shooting at a biker bar in Orange County, California. Fire Chief Brian Fennessy.
OCFA firefighter paramedics treated and transported six people to a local trauma center, five of which had reported gunshot wounds. Two of the six people we transported are in critical condition.
Former President Trump's expected to turn himself in Fulton County, Georgia today. Our Nicole Killian in Atlanta.
We know that federal law enforcement has been on the ground. Local law enforcement has made clear that there will be a hard lockdown in the area. We have already seen security barricades put up.
In Milwaukee was a heated first GOP primary debate on the Fox News Channel. Former VP Mike Pence.
Joe Biden has weakened this country at home and abroad. Now is not the time for on-the-job training. We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need. Only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Special coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate, live from Milwaukee and brought to you by your local Civic Media radio station.
Stay with us as every news talk show host across the Civic Media network is broadcasting from the Deer District, right outside Fiserv Forum, where the debate takes place tonight.
Your special coverage continues now, live from Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you, Todd Michaels and Terry Bell, or sorry, Terry Barr. Terry Bell is also here, our news director. Great to be here. And Luke Mathers back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Luke, we appreciate you filling in for Mr. Zomers, who is taking a little siesta, because he'll be back here tonight at 6 o'clock from 6 until 8 for our special coverage. So we appreciate all the extra work you're putting in, Luke. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Not a problem. It was either pump Aaron full of Red Bull and have him try to do the entire day all the way through on the board, or send him home and have a reasonable day and get to produce the special event coverage with you this evening.
Well, fantastic. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Also, along with this this hour, as per usual on a Wednesday, Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Wisconsin native and longtime GOP strategist like me. He has left the party several years ago as well. Just didn't fit him for his own reasons. Trygve, is it weird? Because for me, it's not really all that weird, because I kind of fall into kind of the same vibe. But is it weird coming back to these things after you've left the party?
Yeah, it is strange, because you're running into all these people who you chose to leave, and right, they're still in the middle of it, trying to create rationalizations for what they're partaking in, I think.
The difference is most of them, you know, liked you, though. They really didn't care for me anyway, even when I was in the party. So.
Yeah, I ran into somebody, though, last night who's a really good friend, and I was having beer. I was having some beer and brats at the there's like a great bar down the way that
really?
Basically yeah. There's lots of them, I'm yeah. sure, but I forget the name of it, but like Brat House, Brat something.
Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
So we're sitting eating brats and drinking Spotted Cow, and this guy comes walking by who I've known forever, and he's happy to see me. I haven't seen him in like a year. You know, we give the old man hug and, hey, yeah, how you doing? How the kids? And then he's like, hey, he's like, I know you won't take this the wrong way, but I maybe shouldn't be seen standing here talking to you for too long. And I'm like, nah, you probably shouldn't. So he's like, I'll call you back in D.C.
But as it turns out, I think democracy is a cause worth fighting for. And,
yes,
you know,
I don't regret it in the least.
Nah, neither do I. If you'd like to join and ask trivia question here, whether it's the GOP debate or otherwise, the number is 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines now. And Jack in Merrimack. Jack, appreciate you listening and calling in as always. What say you, sir?
Well, first of all, this so-called debate is probably not even going to mention this, but somebody should ask this question of those prospective candidates. What are you going to do about the fact that there was a clear conspiracy to overthrow the government of your country on January 6, 2021, both in a violent manner and mm-hmm. and also in a quasi-political manner. And what are you going to do about those conspirators that were involved? Because unless the candidate totally disavows that attempt at taking over our country illegally, unless that happens, how can you trust any one of those people? How can you trust somebody that doesn't say, I'm going to advocate a serious congressional investigation to find out everybody that was involved. I'm going to try to get as many of those people in jail or to see consequences as possible? Because that's the danger to our democracy. I think yep. that if we allow this to go on, those people if they ever get in power again, we've lost our democracy. That's what's dangerous. And I guess my question is, the gentleman from the Lincoln Project, how can you trust a Republican who is unwilling to do that? Not even to mention it in most cases.
Thanks, Jack.
Well, I mean, your point is spot on, Jack. At none of these guys tonight is going to stand up there and say that if Donald Trump is the nominee, there maybe Chris Christie, but even Chris Christie hasn't, is going to say if Donald Trump's the nominee, we have to vote for Joe Biden because Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and tried to overthrow the government. Yeah. And until they're willing to do that, quite frankly, I think they're irredeemable and they're not on the side of democracy. I think that's pretty clear.
And that pretty much is the umbrella over everything, right, Trigvy? I mean, you've said this before. I've heard Rick Wilson say it, that if these guys, people, ladies and gentlemen tonight, aren't willing to repudiate Donald Trump and Trumpism, that they might as well just drop out and endorse him.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, it's pretty much as simple as that.
You would think. I mean, and Jack's point is spot on. I mean, there was a violent attempt to circumvent the will of the people on January 6th. I think, you know, when you think about people who have articulated what really happened and what the stakes are, Liz Cheney does a fantastic job of laying that out. And, you know, just today, again, she was quoted as saying Donald Trump can't be president of the United States for having done that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you know, when you have people on the stage who are literally 9/11, truthers, for God's sakes, what,
If you'd like to ask Trigvy a question, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Mathers is back at the World Headquarters in Madison. He'll take your call. He'll pop it up on the screen, and we'll be happy to hear from you. Again, 844-967-2789.
Okay, I have the answer to the next caller. Yes. Jordan Love is going to be really, really good.
Is that really what is on people's minds? Do you
in
really
believe
that?
In addition to the debate. Yes, I do.
See, I'm very nervous.
Yeah, I'm a Jordan Love truther, maybe. But yes, I think he's going to be really good.
All right, for either your political
anyway,
or sports questions for Packers. A Packer owner right here, 844-967-2789.
Well, it's hard to not get in the spirit of Wisconsin when you're in the Deer District.
I know, right?
Honestly, like
All the green around?
And there was a part of me, right, because I'm a Western Wisconsin guy, and I did admit, I think, to you that I'm actually a Timberwolves and Twins fan. But
you admitted it on the air this hour, Trigvy.
I did. Yeah, I know.
We were live.
I was trying to forget that I did that.
Yeah, we were actually on the air.
I know we were on the air.
We were across the five-star forum.
I'm teasing. But when I rolled into Milwaukee and somebody said to me that I had to go to the Deer District last night, I kind of chuckled and I thought, oh, the Packers would never do something like that. Only the Milwaukee people. And then I thought, oh, my God, the entire thing is named Titletown. So
right?
It's a Wisconsin thing. Maybe I need to become a Bucks and Brewers fan.
Yeah, we welcome you.
Well, the Brew Crew, unfortunately, Trigvy, to give you an update, the Brew Crew taking a little lead over your Minnesota Twins this afternoon. So that's going on, too. So
Here's the thing, the Twins don't even have to win games to win the Central. That's how bad the Central is.
Honestly, it's a little bit
like the debate tonight. It doesn't matter who wins. It's not going to be any of them anyway.
That's a great analogy. That's a great point.
It is. They are the tonight's debate is the AL Central of politics.
That is the quote of the day so far.
It really is true. It is.
That's fantastic.
And honestly, here's the thing, is that I'm pretty sure that one of them is probably the Kansas City Royals of candidates. Probably the guy from North Dakota whose name I can't even
Doug
remember.
Doug Burgum.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys heard the Burgum update?
He had a heart attack playing basketball with his team last
night.
That's the last night?
Yeah.
What?
He ended up going to the ER.
Good Lord.
He's playing basketball with his staff. See, so he is the Kansas City Royals of candidates.
I didn't know that it was a heart attack. I saw the story that he had to go to the emergency room, and now it's questionable of whether or not he's going to be on the debate stage this evening.
He's questionable.
Questionable.
Yeah, he might have to go on the DL.
the political DL roster.
And think about how hard he probably had to work to meet the RNC threshold. And here's the other thing is Donald Trump, they also had to sign a thing saying they support the eventual Republican nominee, yet they begged Donald Trump to come, and he's not signing their document.
Like, exactly right.
Like, what? If there's any question about who's really running the show, that should answer all of it.
The Trumpster.
Yeah, you know what? I like being here in the Deer District.
Right.
And honestly, yeah, well.
We're making a fan out of it yet. Bucks and six.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
You could, go ahead, Luke.
That was the timing cue, Todd. But yeah,
the Timberwolves are also fun.
I don't have a problem with you cheering for the Timberwolves. I mean,
I'm just the weekly guest, and I know what he's doing. Todd's the host. It's like, why is he? What's the five mean?
It's very different. It's like, you know, having to go on different dates. You know, you don't know what's going on in bed. You know,
yeah.
it's different. one partners. Right. You know, I try not to be an on-air slut, all right? Right. You know, I try to stay with one partner.
You wonder, like what? Here's one interesting thing I think for listeners. We've been digressing.
Yes.
One of the things that they're going
to
see tonight.
He used to do tangents. Kelly's here as well. Yeah. Well, we got both of our tangents here. This is normal.
Why I'm with you guys on the air right now is so that Todd doesn't get thrown off like this from 6 to 8. We're going to give him his regular partner, Aaron Sommers, on the board from 6 to 8.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, have you watched the Wham documentary on Netflix? You should. I suggested that to Aaron, and Aaron and I have been having this long offline conversation about Wham. Anyway, no, more importantly, how would you – so a couple of things for listeners to watch tonight.
Give
one,
it to us.
Brett Baer. Watch Brett Baer. He is going to show up, and he is going to – I think he's going to be – he's going to play it straight. He's going to be demonstrating his – that he is a real journalist, not just some shill.
Okay.
And so I think one of the things that I'm looking to watch tonight is – watch Brett Baer, because he is a legitimate journalist. Mm-hmm. I know that some of the people in here who aren't on screen, who maybe more of the left persuasion, are rolling their eyes when I say that. But Brett Baer is the real deal. Martha McCallum, not so much. I'm not sure what her story is. She'll probably be. But I think Brett Baer is going to take a little bit of a journalistic chainsaw to these
really?
Guys. Yeah, I do.
All
right. So I think there's that. I think the second thing is Chris Christie is going to be fun to watch tonight. Because Chris Christie, I think – he will probably say Trump's name more than anybody. I think he might actually go after some of the other ones who are not.
Okay.
I think Ron DeSantis, like, it's going to be really interesting what that guy does.
I mean, Jane Matinier, the co-host and producer of As Goes Wisconsin, she predicted in, like, Kristen asked us, give us your wildest predictions. She said Ron DeSantis out by Monday. That's a take. That's a hot take.
Well, here's the thing about Ron DeSantis, and I can't go on your show without doing this.
Right.
Ron DeSantis has successfully looked at Scott Walker and said, here, man, hold my beer in terms of campaigns.
Right.
Like, honestly, I did not think that it would be possible, given the debacle, amateurish debacle that Scott Walker put together for a presidential campaign, that would ever be topped. And in particular, since he's been plotting that campaign since he and I were at Badger Boys State in 1985, it's amazing that somebody could fumble the ball that badly. But Ron DeSantis has literally been like, here, man, hold my pitcher. I mean, not even just my beer. It's like a full-on pitcher that he's asked him to hold.
and Scott Walker still
maybe and
not
maybe
present.
Knowing the two of them, it's probably Budweiser, not Miller Lite or Spotted Cow.
Probably. I love it. Any chance we could get to poke the former governor? Because he honestly, you think he actually wants to be? He thinks he has a shot as being Trump's VP. You think that? Really?
I don't know. Yeah, he does.
God.
I know he does. Here's the thing, Todd. You know what would make me really happy and forever in your debt?
What?
Is
me.
If you could successfully arrange for Scott Walker and I to have a debate on your show.
We'll take it. Anytime.
And I think he probably wouldn't ever do that. He's afraid.
Right. Well, Tonette redid the governor's mansion there, so that's set. If the governor let us go do it, we could do it there. You
right.
know?
Take out the wheelchair ramp first thing. Nice.
That's exactly what Tonette did. We don't want the handicap in the Walker,
right.
you know, mansion.
Honestly, I mean. But anyway, DeSantis is going to be interesting
yeah.
because actually, if you go back to that first debate that Walker was in,
yep.
he was
got
like,
30 seconds.
Talk about deer. He was the deer district in the headlights.
Back with more on the other side. This is a special on-location Todd Allball show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs around 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You're listening to special coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate, live from Milwaukee and brought to you by your local Civic Media radio station.
Stay with us as every news talk show host across the Civic Media Network is broadcasting from the Deer District, right outside Fiserv Forum, where the debate takes place tonight.
Your special coverage continues now, live from Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Whitetail in Milwaukee across from the Deer District, this is the Town Hall Ball Show, a special edition live on location here, and it takes a whole crew to make this happen. We thank Luke Mather is back at the World Headquarters back in Madison. Luke, thanks for being our producer and engineer when Mr. Zomers rests up for tonight. We appreciate that. Also, I'll be leaving Brian Kelly. We have Anya in as our on-location engineer. We appreciate her. Also, Brady, Rebecca, Jorge. We've got Drew and Corey, our engineers. I mean, all these people are making today possible, and we thank all the people behind the microphones, yourself first and foremost, Mr. Mathers.
Chris Casper as well, I believe.
Chris Casper. Geez, how can I... See, this is why I forget. When I get old, you know, certain things happen. You know, you can't stream properly, and then you forget things. So that's the way it goes.
No comment.
But we do,
no comment. I'm not
we
touching
do,
that
we
one.
Do have, we have Trigvy Olson here, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, as per usual on a Wednesday. He is live here in person. He has been in the room. He has been preparing before at past presidential debates, these Republican candidates before they go on. And Trigvy, this is fantastic to have you here. If you would like to add a comment or a question for Trigvy, you could do it on the Civic Media app on either your Android or Apple device. Here's a couple for you. First of all, this is a listener from La Crosse, WLAK, on the western part of the state. They said that they're calling him Burgundy, isn't Ron Burgundy, but they said Burgum tore his Achilles. That's the report now. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but someone says he tore his
Maybe
Achilles.
Maybe it was.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Can't believe everything you read on Twitter these days.
You can't.
It's called X.
I read that he had a heart attack, but you
it's
never
X.
know.
Yeah, X.
Right, X.
Also from WMDX back in Madison, here's a listener. Trigvy said, warms the cockles of my heart and makes me laugh heartily every time I hear DeSantis's failing campaign is compared to Scott Walker's campaign failure. So you have a fan.
I'm glad that I have a fan. I that is good to know.
Absolutely.
Honestly, DeSantis eats with his fingers, and it wouldn't surprise me if Scott Walker ate with his fingers.
Keep him away from Saz's Steakhouse down the road. If you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. We have Mark in Perdisac. Mark, thanks for listening, as always. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks to Jack from Merrimack. He kind of echoed what I've been saying all along, is that it's an assault on democracy, what's been going on these days, at the fabric of American democracy. And perhaps it did start here in Wisconsin with some of the stuff that Scott Walker pulled. here in the state of Wisconsin, because the, you know, democracy itself is under. When you're not willing to condemn what happened on January 6th, when you're not willing to condemn each and every participant, even tangential participant in the fake electors thing, you're violating your oath to the Constitution. You're violating, you know, the sense of American democracy itself. And I mean that, and I can trace some of it back to the, you know, that the whole, you know, redistricting thing, that argument that's happening here in the state of Wisconsin, that as a somebody who has just been able to, you know, that I had a position in the state of Wisconsin where I had to read code and statute, so I, you know how statute is supposed to be read, or think how it's supposed to be read, and that it's clear to me that our current districts are not in compliance with the state's, our state's constitution, and because there's little islands of, you know, that, you know, going beyond, you know, what the districts are, there's little pockets here and there that are outside the district that are part of that district, which is a clear violation of our Constitution. That you take an oath to the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, that's where the, or any state's constitution, this whole independent legislature theory just is galling to me, that if the Constitution of the state you're living in is not dictated how the legislators are supposed to run themselves, what use is having a Constitution if they can just ignore it? And that... because I don't know if it, you know, it doesn't have to be a physically violent assault on democracy to be a violent assault on democracy. And perhaps I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but that's my opinion.
No, I love it, Mark. Thanks as always. We appreciate the call. Appreciate you calling in. Let's pick up on this, Trigvi, a second, because here in Wisconsin, there's been some news made over the last week or so with these indictments in Georgia. It includes the Wisconsin memo on what with these fake electors and this assault on democracy. Our acquaintance, and I'll call him a friend, Brian Shimmy, now the chairman of the state Republican Party, he's named in this thing along with Jim Troupas. There's a Wisconsin connection here. And Mark Jefferson, the current executive director of the state party. These are not small charges, and this gets to Mark's point. This isn't policy. This is an assault on democracy and the Constitution itself.
It is, and they're literally cited in the one document that I saw. Mm-hmm. I think it's Jefferson saying to Schimming, or nah.
Andrew Hitt.
But like they're literally having a conversation. This doesn't seem legal.
Right.
Like, okay, like honestly, if it doesn't seem legal, you would think that somebody might have said, you know, maybe we should pause and think about whether this is really wise or right. Even more importantly, is it the right thing?
I don't know. Some of
beyond
the
legality.
Some of the arguments are that it was okay was that my lawyers told me so in this
well,
defense.
John Eastman? I mean, who was the attorney? You know, the Troupas? I mean, who was it that said it was okay?
I'm going to sound like Stuart Stevenson saying this. Honestly, that's like at Nuremberg when the guy who was guarding the gate said, well, they just told me to guard the gate.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Like, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous that they would do that. And, you know, to the point that was being made by Mark and our previous caller, the reality is democracies die in silence. This is what I found around the world. They die in silence of people who knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go and talk to people in places like Belarus or Putin's Russia or Venezuela, or places where democracy has failed, almost inevitably the people who are are fighting for freedom and democracy who are there will tell you, I wish I hadn't been silent earlier. I wish I would have spoken out louder to the wrongs that I was seeing. And we have way too many people. And I would even put Scott Walker, well, maybe not Scott Walker, but there's lots of people in the Republican Party, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, people who are going to be standing on that stage who know that what they're seeing and hearing tonight is wrong and what Donald Trump is doing is wrong, and they're cowards for not standing up and saying it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You can join Trigvy and I, along with Rick Wilson and Kristen Bry and Charles Franklin and Bill McCaution and Ben Wickler and a host of characters tonight between 6 and 8 on our special election or special debate coverage tonight from 6 until 8. Luke Mathers, our producer engineer, we thank him as well. Trigvy, thank you so very much. You want to stick around for another 5 minutes after the news? Or you got stuff you got to
do?
Yeah,
I don't have anything.
He'll be on the other side for a little while. I'll also be joined by Kristen Bry and Will Walter. Luke's cohort on the air as well. So lots more. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two on location of the Todd Lobel Show is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.